Hello students, I welcome you all to this fourth and last module of accounting for share capital. I hope now you are aware with the concept of forfeiture of shares. To take a brief recap, forfeiture means when the original membership of the shareholder is cancelled by the company and that shareholder can't pay any further regarding the shares he was holding, and whatever amount he has paid to the company till now also belongs to the company. Now this particular module is related with reissue of forfeited shares and the concept of capital reserve. Friends, if the articles permit, then the board of directors may decide to reissue the shares which have been forfeited by them. Here, either all the forfeited shares might be issued by the board of directors, or some of the forfeited shares might be reissued to a new shareholder. So when the company decide to reallot the forfeited shares to a new person, then we call it reissue of forfeited shares. And whenever the company goes for the reissue of the forfeited shares, the profit made on such reissue is a capital profit, means the profit which the company has earned not in the normal course of business. So hence, the profit made at the time of reissue of forfeited shares is transferred to capital reserve. Friends, the meaning of reissue of forfeited shares has been given in the second slide of my PPT. Now, when we talk about the reissue of the forfeited shares, the forfeited shares can be reissued at par or premium or at discount. So, all the three possibilities are there. Forfeited shares may be reissued either at par or premium or discount. However, it must be kept in mind while reissuing the forfeited shares at discount that there is a limit to the discount which can be given at the time of reissue of shares. Whatever I have told you till now is mentioned on slide number 2 and 3 of the PPT. Now let us move to the fourth slide of the PPT. In this fourth slide of the PPT, I have given the journal entries which are passed at the time of reissue of forfeited shares. So all these three cases, whether the shares are reissued at par or premium or discount, are mentioned as case A, B and C in the fourth slide. If I talk about the journal entries of fourth slide of the PPT, in case A, when the forfeited shares are reissued at par, entry is like bank account debit to share capital. So you are already aware about this entry, bank account debit to share capital. Why bank account debit? Because when the directors are reissuing the forfeited shares, company is getting some bank balance. So bank account debit. And on the other side, it is the increase in the share capital. So share capital account is credited. Similarly, in case B, when the forfeited shares are reissued at premium, securities premium reserve is also credited along with the share capital. However, case C is slightly different. When the company reissues the forfeited shares at discount, here we do not use the word discount. Instead, the discount allowed at the time of reissue of forfeited shares is replaced with the word share forfeited account. Here, we are utilizing the amount already paid by the previous shareholder to give discount to the new shareholder at the time of reissue. So, the entry becomes bank account debit since the company is getting bank balance. Share forfeited account debit means the amount received at the time of forfeiture of shares is now getting reduced or it is getting utilized in the discount at the time of reissue, and we will credit the share capital account. So the entry becomes bank account debit, share forfeited account debit to share capital account. So this was about slide 4. What are the entries which are passed at the time of reissue of forfeited shares? Next, I will discuss with you the concept of capital reserve. When the company reissues the forfeited shares and it makes certain profit, then this profit is not the normal profit for the business, because the company has not earned this profit in the normal course of business. We call such profits as capital profits. So such capital profits are transferred to capital reserve. So even after the reissue, if some balance is there in the share forfeiture account, then such balance of share forfeiture account is transferred to capital reserve with respect to the reissued shares. So let me make this thing clear to you. The situation of the capital reserve or the entry related to the capital reserve comes into the picture only when the shares are reissued. And even after the reissue, some balance is still there in the share forfeited account. Then only such balance is transferred to capital reserve. Let us now understand this concept through an example. Please refer to the slide 6 of the PPT. Here I have given one example where the company is forfeiting 200 shares. The face value of each share was rupees 10, on which the company has received rupees 600. So if we find out the amount per share received, it is rupees 3 per share out of the 10 face value. So here, if we assume that the company reissues these shares for rupees 1800, that means each share is getting reissued for rupees 9 per share. Here, the entry for reissue will be bank account debit, how much? Company is issuing 200 shares for 1800 rupees. So 1800 will be the bank account debit. Then let us first discuss what will be written in the share capital account. What will be credited to share capital account? Here the entry says shares are being reissued as fully paid. So in share capital, we will write the full 10 rupees. So 200 shares multiply by 10. In share capital, we will write 2000 rupees. Then you will find there is a difference of 200 rupees between the debit and the credit side of the journal entry. So this 200 will be used from the balance in the share forfeiture account. It is like the discount given at the time of reissue. Since the share capital is being credited by rupees 10, but we are getting in the bank rupees 9 per share, so the difference of 1 rupees is like discount at the time of reissue. But we will not write the word discount. Here we will use the balance available with us in the share forfeiture account. It is the balance which we got by the previous shareholder when we forfeited his shares. So 200 will be in the share forfeiture account. 200 rupees multiply by rupees 1 discount per share. 200 into 1, it will be 200. Now I hope you will be able to tell how much will be the capital reserve in this scenario. At the time of forfeiting these shares, how much the previous shareholder has paid? 600. And at the time of reissue, how much discount we have given? Rupees 200. Discount of rupees 1 on 200 shares. Rupees 200. So 600 minus 200, how much balance will be transferred to capital reserve? 400 rupees. So the last entry for the capital reserve would be share forfeiture account debit 400 to capital reserve 400. So in this case, calculation of capital reserve was slight easier because we were already having the amount forfeited on these 200 shares at the time of forfeiture. That was 600 rupees. And we are also aware about the discount at the time of reissue, that is 200 shares. So 600 minus 200, calculation of capital reserve was pretty easy, 400 rupees. But our task becomes little bit more complicated if the company does not reissue all the shares. In the present example, 200 shares were forfeited and the entire 200 shares were reissued. So our calculation was easier. Now let us look at another example where the company has not reissued all the forfeited shares. So please refer to the slide 7 of the PPT. In this slide, the illustration says the directors of the company forfeited 200 shares of rupees 100 each, where the non-payment of second call was the reason, and second call was 30 per share. Out of these 200 forfeited shares, the directors are reissuing only 150 shares. So here we have to do one more calculation at the time of estimation of capital reserve, because the forfeited shares are 200, whereas shares reissued are only 150, means all the shares are not reissued. So here let us first discuss the entry of forfeiture of shares. So the entry for forfeiture of shares is share capital account debit 200 multiplied by 100, because the share is fully called up. 200 into 100, debit will be 20,000. To share forfeiture account, here we will write the amount already paid by the shareholder on these 200 shares. So 200 into 70, 14,000 rupees. And the balance will be the 2 calls in arrear. 200 shares multiplied by amount unpaid on these 200 shares, that is 30 rupees. 200 into 30, 6,000. Now out of these 200 forfeited shares, only 150 shares are being reissued. And the price of reissue is rupees 60 per share. So the entry for reissue will be bank account debit 150 shares multiplied by 60, which is coming into our bank account 9,000 rupees, whereas the share capital getting credited is 150 shares multiplied by the face value of the share, that is 100, 15,000. Then the difference of debit and credit, that is rupees 6,000, will be utilized through share forfeiture account. So here at the time of reissue, it appears that the company is giving a discount of rupees 40 per share, because the shares are being reissued for rupees 60 only. So this 40 rupees is a discount at the time of reissue, and this discount will be used through the share forfeiture account. So share forfeiture account debited 150 shares multiplied by 40, 6,000. Now the last and the important entry. What will be the amount in the capital reserve? Here we have to apply the formula. Friends, how many shares company forfeited? 200. How much was the amount on these 200 forfeited shares? It was 14,000. That means company forfeited 70 rupees per share. So now the shares getting reissued is 150 only. So how much would be the forfeited amount on these 150 shares? 150 into 70. That is 10,500. And out of this 10,500, company is giving discount at the time of reissue of these 150 shares. The capital reserve would be 10,500 minus 6,000, that is 4,500. And friends, do you observe that still there is some balance in the share forfeiture account? Why? It is due to the reason that company has not yet reissued 50 shares, which it had earlier forfeited. So still 50 shares are available with the company, which it can reissue. So on these 50 shares, 70 rupees per share, 50 into 70, 3,500 will be the balance in the share forfeiture account. Similarly, another illustration is mentioned on slide number 8 in my PPT. Here again, the directors are forfeiting 200 shares, which were issued at 3 rupees premium, and the face value was rupees 10. For the non-payment of first call, rupees 3. Final call has not been made, and company is reissuing only half the forfeited shares. Here, if I talk about the entry for reissue, how many shares are getting reissued? 100. And how much company is getting on these 100 shares by reissuing them? 1,000. So entry would be bank account debit to share capital account, 1000 each. Then how we have arrived at the capital reserve figure? Friends, if you observe the entry at the time of forfeiture, on 200 shares, company forfeited 1000. But it is reissuing only 100 shares. So on 100 shares, the forfeited amount would be 500. And out of these 500, company has not given any discount at the time of reissue of these shares. So entire rupees 500 at the time of forfeiture of these 100 shares will be left out and transferred to capital reserve. So capital reserve amount will be 500 rupees. At last, we have one more illustration at slide number 9, which is the last slide of my PPT. In this example, 500 shares of face value rupees 100 each were forfeited by PS Limited for the non-payment of first call of rupees 30 and where the final call of rupees 10 per share has not been made by the company. Here, all the forfeited shares are reissued for rupees 65,000 fully paid up. Here, if we talk about the entry on the forfeiture of shares, entry would be share capital account debit, how much? 500 shares multiply by 90. Why 90? Because 10 rupees final call is not yet called. So 500 into 90, share capital account debit, 45,000. To share forfeiture account, how much? 60 rupees. Because 10 rupees final call has not been made, so 90 balance. 30 rupees he has not paid, so he has paid only 60. True share forfeiture account, 500 into 60, 30,000 rupees. And what he has not paid? He has not paid the first call of rupees 30 per share. So 500 into 30, 15,000 will be call scenario. Now at the time of reissue, bank account will be debited by 65,000 because company is receiving 65,000. It has been mentioned in the question itself. Then the shares are getting reissued fully paid, means full amount will be mentioned in the share capital. It will be 50,000. Then there is a difference of 15,000 on the credit side. That balance we will put to securities premium reserve account. Why? Because the share capital getting increased is by 50,000, whereas bank balance we are getting is 65,000. So there is a profit of 15,000 at the time of reissue of these shares. So that 15,000 will be credited to securities premium reserve account. So what we are doing here, we are reissuing the share of face value of 100 each for rupees 130. So 30 rupees is the premium. So 500 into 30, 15,000 will be credited to securities premium reserve account. Here the capital reserve calculation will again be easy because company is reissuing all the forfeited shares. So whatever amount we forfeited at the time of forfeiture, entire balance of 30,000 is our capital reserve. So forfeited shares account debit 30,000 to capital reserve account 30,000.